from KQED.
This is the California Report. I'm Lily Jamali. Good morning. Governor Gavin Newsom is blasting our state's largest utility, PG&E, which wants regulators to let it hike rates so it can attract investors. KQED's Tara Seiler starts us off this morning.
Earlier this week, PG&E proposed increasing customer rates by an average of $12 a month to pay investors up to a 16% return when they lend the bankrupt utility money.
They're not going to get 16%, PG&E. Period. Full stop.
Newsom says the utility doesn't deserve it. The ask is too big and the timing is bad.
To increase returns on Wall Street investment at a time when you haven't even settled the victim's claims is not only tone deaf, it's jaw-droppingly wrong.
PG&E says the proposed increase would also help the company make needed safety upgrades. Its request comes as officials continue to grapple with the utility's bankruptcy. Newsom has said the state needs to consider a number of policies and new laws to deal with the ongoing wildfire risk. PG&E and other energy providers want controversial changes to help buffer them from the rising costs of these disasters. The cause of last year's campfire is still under investigation, but PG&E has said it's probable that its equipment started the deadly blaze that killed 85 people and burned the town of Paradise to the ground. For the California Report, I'm Tara Seiler.
Meanwhile, a federal bankruptcy judge in San Francisco has approved a plan by PG&E to pay $235 million in employee bonuses this year. The utility says the money is intended to provide incentives to workers and would not be distributed if the company doesn't meet its safety and financial goals. Lawyers for survivors of the state's massive wildfires oppose the bonuses. Well, we're going to head next door now to Nevada, which is among the growing number of states requiring its utilities to get more energy from renewable sources. From KUNR in Reno, Paul Bauger reports that the Silver State is following in the footsteps of California.
Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak signed Senate Bill 358 into law this week. The legislation, passed unanimously by both parties, changes the state's renewable portfolio standards by requiring utility providers get at least half their energy from renewable sources like solar, geothermal, or hydroelectric by 2030. The state's previous plan had called for at least 25% green energy production by 2025. David Bobzien oversees the governor's Office of Energy. He says the measure will help cement the state's position as a leader in addressing climate change.
We have all the pieces in place. We have the renewable energy resources that so many other states do not have. We have the innovation. We have the companies that are here right now making investments. And so with this policy piece, with the bold leadership, that's what's going to lead us to reclaiming that leadership position.
Nevada also recently joined the U.S. Climate Alliance, a group that now includes 23 states, created in part by former California Governor Jerry Brown. Among other goals, the agreement is dedicated to reducing greenhouse gas emissions to near zero by 2050. For the California Report, I'm Paul Bauger in Carson City.
The California Report is heading to Reno to visit KUNR and to bring you stories that affect both of our states. Tune in for coverage from KQED and KUNR on Thursday and Friday mornings. We're going to turn now to our ongoing coverage of housing and homelessness. Los Angeles County needs around 550,000 units of affordable and homeless housing built. The county plans on spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do that, but construction has been slow and really expensive, with some units costing, listen to this, nearly $500,000 to build. KCRW's Saul Gonzalez has that story.
I'm in a cavernous room in downtown Los Angeles, and around me, standing next to architectural models and drawings, are people who say they have solutions to end LA's homeless crisis.
The construction type is the modular construction, so it's wood frame construction.
They're architects and developers who've won LA County's first contest to get homes built for the homeless much faster and cheaper than what's happening now. Phil Ansell is the director of Los Angeles County's Homeless Initiative. He says if LA keeps building homeless housing at current costs, the money will run out before everyone gets housed.
Certainly, the cost today of more than $400,000 for a single room with a bedroom and a bathroom is not sustainable.
53 groups entered this contest. Now, 5 winners are getting up to $1 million in grants to turn their blueprints into move-in ready housing. Architect Charles Wee will use enormous polymer panels that basically snap together to create dwellings.
Forgive me, but it reminds me a little bit of Legos.
Yes, in terms of yes. I mean, I would actually compare it more to Lego, but it's a little bit more maybe like an IKEA.
But the winner that made the biggest promise to build homeless housing fast and inexpensively was Flyaway Homes. It's building 16 two-bedroom apartments with supportive services for 32 people at a lot in South L.A. The expected final cost, about $110,000 per person. To reduce costs, Flyaway refurbishes shipping containers.
And then they truck the suckers here, and they crane them in, and they can crane a whole floor in one day.
That's Sarah Jessup, Flyaway's chief investment officer. Her company also embraces a for-profit model of homeless housing development.
So the way that our model works is that the People Concern, which is our nonprofit partner, master leases the entire building. So the investors get one rent check a month. Yeah. I mean, solving homelessness and making a little bit of money is something to celebrate.
Jessup says that the city and county of L.A. can help her company find the land. She's confident it can build enough homes to house about 20,000 homeless people within 10 years. For the California Report, I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles.
Support for the California Report comes from Collective Health. Learn more about how competitive companies are taking charge of their healthcare investment at collectivehealth.com/HBR. Paint Care. Through Paint Care, paint manufacturers make it easier for households and businesses to recycle leftover house paint with over 800 convenient drop-off locations around California. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems.
And that is the California Report for this Wednesday, April 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Did you know that we have a podcast? Check us out wherever you get yours or by visiting calreport.org. I'm Lily Jamali, @LilyJamali on Twitter, and we hope you have a great day.